Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For multiple bonus shows per week and access to our full podcast archive featuring in-depth interviews, movie commentaries and live shows, please check out the Steel Wars Patreon podcast feed. The Content Club level is just $3 a month and is chock full of Star Wars fun and really helps the ongoing production of the show. All the bonus shows download into your podcast app like any other show. Give a month a try at patreon.com/Steel Wars. Link is in this episode's show notes. And if you do, hit us up for a question for the weekly Patreon Q&A. And now on with the show. I really hope you enjoy it. Hey, you guys, and welcome to the Steel Wars Hyper News call-in show. I am so happy to be with you for several reasons. Many of them involve just the spirit of technology. We're just happy to be here. We are just happy to be here. And with me on this show to talk all things Star Wars on this delightful Friday afternoon or Saturday, wherever you are, or just wherever you are listening on delay in time and space. But please welcome my good buddy from the Imperial Senate podcast. It's Claire Stribling. How are you doing, Claire?
I'm doing great, man. I'm so glad that it's actually happening this time.
I don't know what you mean, mate. I don't know what you mean. I have no idea what you're going on about there. But
not a thing. Don't worry about it.
We are here to talk Star Wars. You can, if you're listening on delay, you can watch this on a video stream with a live chat. The live chat stays up afterwards, so you can see what people are talking about, and you can look at me in a few slides on YouTube, or you can listen to it on the Steel Wars iTunes feed, or whatever, wherever you get your little podcast from. And Claire, where are we talking to you? Where's your home base? Where's Camp Claire?
Camp Claire is presently located in the western suburbs of Chicago, so right in Celebration territory.
So are you just going to go to the airport out of, like, you know, just tradition of going to Celebration?
Absolutely not. I'm not even going to have my car downtown. And people have already asked if I could pick them up from the airport. I'm like, nope. Sorry, not even going to bother. Love you guys. I'll see you later.
But the happy way that you say nope, you're like the most cheerful person letting someone down.
You know what? If that works, that you're not getting mad at me for not picking you up at the airport, I'm glad, you know?
Mm-hmm. And we've got a bunch of things that we can talk about tonight, and that is up to you. You can call in if you are listening live. We've got about three people on hold right now. The call-in number is 646-668-8360, and if you are international, you can Skype in, just add a +1. But if you're watching live, that number is on the screen. We've got a bunch of people in the chat room. We've got the Rural Farm Boy. We've got Andy Campbell, David Strutt, MDR48371. He's in the house, or she's in the house. I don't want to make any, or they, you know, I don't want to make any just calls on who MDR48371 is. You know, if it was MD8...
And we have royalty.
MD84370, then I'd have a lot to say because I've met them and they're a tough cookie. They're a tough cookie. Now, Celebration, that's so exciting. What do you feel like? How is it that, like, are you... Like, when it was announced Chicago and now that it's coming up, are you like, is it good that it's in your home city, or are you sort of just like, oh, I wouldn't mind a little holiday, I wouldn't mind going somewhere?
You know what? I'm actually really happy that it's in Chicago, partially because that means that I just get to continue eating Italian beef sandwiches and like Chicago dogs and deep dish pizza, and you all get to understand the beauty that is my city. But also I'm okay. And also financially, I probably wouldn't have been able to make it work this time around if it wasn't Chicago. So I'm double happy about that. Don't have to pay for any airfare, hotels, anything like that. Sorry to rub it in for anybody else, but.
Oh, so you're not even doing a hotel.
I was shocked. No. So my family, so my parents, they have a condo, their weekender kind of place in downtown. So I'm just going to stay there for a week and it's going to be awesome. It's gorgeous. And I have like, you know, it's like my second home anyway. So I get to commute from home and make my own breakfast and not have to worry about all that kind of stuff. So it'll be good.
Oh my God, Claire, that is, just sounds like utopia. I hope you got the type of coffee that I like.
Yeah, come on over, man. I'll make you breakfast.
Party at Claire's. And I think I met you at Celebration, yeah? Was it the first time we met?
It was, and I was exhausted, and we met in, I think we had some podcasting going on in a line for some sort of, was it? Hallmark exclusive? Was that what we were waiting for?
Ah, yeah, yeah. I was very
and
keen.
And it never aired anywhere.
Oh, because I lost that card.
It's probably for the best, though. It was a mess.
Oh my God, that was so nerve-wracking that like this card got damaged and I lost a few segments. It's thank you for reminding me that actually, because that is gonna remind me to. Like dump like footage and stuff at ASAP. Stuart Lugston in the chat says, hi, Steel. Great to see you fixed your stream problem. Well, we'll see about that, Stuart. I see your pleasedness and I raise you a to be continued. So look forward.
The night is young.
To that. I'm very excited. Our live show at Celebration, that's sold out. So I know you're going to that, Claire. So I'm.
You bet your butt I'm going.
My butt is not going to be gambling. It's it had an issue back in the 90s. So it's sworn off gambling completely. I'm not sure where I'm going. But one bit of news, I'm not sure if this excites you most much, and it's the headline they used for this is quite ironic. And it's The Chosen One Returns, Hayden Christensen joins the lineup for Star Wars Celebration Chicago. And that came out today. And I say that's ironic because there was a lot of talk this week about lineups and stuff like that. And Hayden's going to join a lineup that he's not allowed to.
Apparently.
Sith. What a Sith. What is
Oh my gosh.
But how about we've got a bunch of stuff to talk about, but let's see if the callers see what they want to talk about. And, you know, we'll get around to everything. We'll get around to anything. So let's go to 614. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, Steel, this is King Tom. How are you doing?
I thought it was the King. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, not much. No, just get ready for Celebration and kind of glad they have everything finally out there at once, and now we can all fight about how we see what and when, I guess.
Okay. What they so they just released all the panels and stuff, and you know you're a connoisseur of the finer things in Star Wars, King Tom. What was there any sort of smaller panels that we didn't know about that's sort of caught your eye?
It looks like they're doing a few publishing panels. I know there's one. There's like a Del Rey Presents panel, and I think some of the authors, Claudia Gray, Timothy Zahn, have their panel. There's a round table, I think, on Monday of all the authors. Marvel Comics, they're having a panel. They're doing, I think, another one that caught my eye, but it's bumped up again. And there are a few that are bumped up against each other or things that I want to see at the same time. There's going to be a Kenner concept panel where they go through.
Hang on.
I'm sorry.
Oh no, this is just very, I'm into this. You've got my attention.
Oh yeah. All of the concepts that never made it to production of the classic Kenner toy line, including the, which I would hope includes the failed attempt at, prolonging the saga through the Mongo Beefhead tribesmen and a Tarkin who survived the Death Star. Hopefully they'll get into that. And then another that I know would be of interest to our friend Robbo if he were going, but I don't think he is, but it's a look back at the audio dramas and Brian Daly, the author who wrote them.
Is Brian Daly going to be there or is he?
Brian Daly's dead.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't.
Can you ask? Yeah. Just I don't want facts. I don't want you to impress you like you're gatekeeping me with your Star Wars knowledge. Answer the question: is Brian Daly going to be there?
Here's what I'm thinking, Steele. No.
Okay.
Oh my god!
I'm so glad you're here, Claire.
That wouldn't be a surprise. That's a real celebration reveal.
Comes out like the Undertaker. All these druids walk out. There's smoke fills the auditorium, and it's really weird because it's in like one of those small rooms, so everyone's like gasping and stuff like that. That Kenner one's good. I wonder if they're going to have stuff that apart from that. That Mongo, because I've read the article. I wonder if there's going to be, because sometimes with these panels, you sort of have to work out whether you have taken in that information before. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For someone else, a Mongo Beef tribesman might blow their head. It was like, I can't believe they cut off a squid head's head and stuck it on backwards and said, new toy maybe.
Yeah.
But, that's like, even with the Ewok movies, like people just like, what? Ewok? I've never heard of them. So, yeah. So is that in the collector's area?
I believe it is, yes. I took a look. It came out right before I was leaving work, and I took a look and was kind of making note of the ones that I wanted to go to. I didn't really see where they were.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like one of the ones that they have on that collector's stage that, like Gus Lopez and his cohorts organize. I don't know why I said it like that, like he's doing something bad, but he's got a Death Star in his house. Stuart's in the chat talking about all the times that this show hasn't worked before. Dude, shut up. Mate, you're going to jinx it. I'm jinxing it now.
It's Steel Wars, not Stuart Wars.
Okay. All right. There's going to be some Stuart Wars if he keeps trying to jinx me. Justin Rodriguez is in the chat. What a champ. Love that dude. So I guess the big news that came out, there's a few things, but the thing that sort of has got the world of Star Wars Twitterdom talking is the whole the panel reservations. Now, it is. So for people that don't know, and Tom, I'm sure you've gone through it, and Claire, you've gone through it, so please correct me. But the gist is, for the big panels, the day opening panels, the ones in the big room, your Mandalorian, your Phantom Menace, your Episode 9, your Disney Galaxy's Edge, that's the one. You'll go into a lottery, and I think that is so. That's sort of like the death of the overnight line. And I don't know if there was just that stadium or whatever was just like, we don't do that no matter what. And I'm a little bit sad the overnight line's gone. Not that it doesn't affect me, but I loved going down there and hanging out, and I just thought it was part of it that I look forward to. Was that you always just meet so many more people down there and stuff. But that's fine. It's whatever's, you know, good night's sleep. That's pretty good as well. I think it almost killed Eric Struthers last time. So that's good for him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because imagine him getting really tired and he loses that, like that hair starts falling out. That'd be a loss to, and it'd also be an environmental hazard with all that hair floating around Chicago. But I know what I'm talking about.
We dye our river green. I mean, we're already an environmental hazard.
Well, that was that, actually, you bring that up in The Fugitive. Is it The Fugitive where they go, they dyed it green, why can't they dye it blue?
Yeah.
Anyway, so, but there's been a lot of, I think, a few bugs in the whole thing. Because I think, like, first of all, I think the first issue is for people that bought tickets to Star Wars Celebration thinking that it's going to be run how it's always run, and their main thing, and this is the sort of thing that bothers me about the whole thing. It's judging other people's priorities in going to Celebration. And I'm sure there's people that live on the other side of the world that are like, they've heard podcasts, they've watched the live streams of the, you know, like a episode, you know, the Last Jedi panel, the Force Awakens panel, seen people see the trailer, all hugging, and they're like, one day I want to do that. I want to be there. So I'm going to buy a plane ticket, costs a lot of money, going to get that. And their whole thing is like, if I camp out, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get in. So I think, like, while the whole concept of it is awesome, and there's some parts of it that are amazingly good, but it is a bit of a shame it wasn't announced beforehand. And I think the other thing that also affects that is if you do win, you can then get in anyone that you bought the ticket with, which is an awesome...
In the original order.
Yeah, which is an awesome thing for families and groups and stuff like that. Like, that is, like, that solves a lot of people's worries. But it's also so many people that know so many other people bought their tickets singularly. So they may not get to sit next to each other. And I have seen, and I've seen this from, you know, a few people involved in the event or involved with, you know, Star Wars stuff, and they're like, oh, just make new friends. And it's like, do you want to force that on people? like,
yeah.
And especially, you go, Chloe, sorry.
No, I was going to say, one of my qualms is that it's in the original order. So I initially purchased two tickets, and then later, my plus one, my significant other at the moment, he's coming the last 2 days. So when I got his tickets late, if I win the raffle, then he has to win the raffle because his pass isn't included with me. And then if he's able to go, then we will be able to go into the panels probably together, unless that pass also wins. But since it's registered under my same email address, and they said one email address per registry or whatever, I don't know if I can even register him for the lottery for those individual day passes, if that makes any sense. So I don't really, I'm kind of frustrated with that side of it because he's not involved in the Star Wars fan community. So if I get into a panel and he doesn't, I'm probably going to have to camp out outside because I'd rather, you know, be with him. He doesn't know anybody. So it's like, there's things that I like about this system and there's things that I'm very skeptical about.
Where are you sitting, Tom?
I think I'm with Claire where there's some, I really like some things about it in terms of like, if I, you know, I really would like to go to the 9 panel. And if I were to do that, I would have to obviously camp out overnight, which would cut out part of Thursday and then probably mean after the panel on Friday, I would be dead tired. And that would waste the rest of the day at Celebration for me because I'd be, you know, catching up on sleep or something. So not having to do that is a bonus for me because it gives me those two full days of Celebration back, and I'm leaving sometime Sunday, so I'm not going to have it later on Sunday and then all of Monday, I don't think. However, so that gives me more time, and I'm happy about that, even if it means I don't make it into the panel. On the other hand, if I do, like you and Claire have said, you know, I'd rather I'm meeting a lot of people for the first time, friends. I'd rather be with those people experiencing that. And yeah, I wasn't looking forward to having to sleep on concrete, but I do understand the line is a once in a lifetime experience. And, you know, if we got JJ's pizza or whatever, there would have been a fun part of that. But at the same time, I'm thinking, well, all the other stuff I could do at Celebration too, you know, sleep in a comfortable bed. So it's some good, some bad, but I think overall good. I do wish for people who really wanted the line that they would have communicated it sooner, because I do think there are some bad feelings out there.
Yeah. Like, it's not, you know, like, great people work on the show, like the organizer, mm-hmm. and you know, hardworking people and great Star Wars fans. And, you know, it's not a, you know, there's so many levels of management involved in this, but it is a big event. Like, it's not, like, sometimes people, like, I was sort of like a little bit critical of it yesterday, and people were not welcoming that. Just like, oh, you know, like I saw, like, you know, and, you know, people and friends were said that, like, someone had said, like, oh, if they do it like this next time, I'm not going to go. And mm-hmm. they're like, oh, that's mm-hmm. like entitlement. And it's like, no, that's just a decision. It's just like the being in the line and, or not being in the line, but going to the actual panel and being there, that's my most special thing. And so if there's a chance I won't mm-hmm. be able to do that, well, then maybe I'll just like save the $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, you know, depending where you live. And stay home. I just think that's like, that's just your decision. It's like, oh, Disneyland, it's really busy. You don't get to go on many rides. Yeah, maybe I won't pay the $150 to go. Like, you're not, that's not entitlement. That's just like, I'm just making a value call of what's important to me. Like, it's not like they're mm-hmm. going to be protesting out the front, bring back the overnight line. But mm-hmm. yeah, I sort of think, you know, like, and I think like that the Star Wars fandom is very sensitive to criticism because of how, you know, unruly it's come in the last year and a half. But I do know that, you know, people saying, oh, this, you know, what about this? This doesn't really work. You know, and I know a lot of lady Star Wars fans have expressed they don't want to go in there by themselves, have had bad experiences. You know, and you think, oh, it's a Star Wars, you know, everyone's, there's not going to be any creeps. It's like Star Wars fans. It's like, well, there's 70,000 people there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like you might get sat next to someone that you are friends with for the rest of your life, or it might be a horrible experience. But the thing is, it's like this, for being in that room, for me, being in that room and experiencing the trailer and stuff, have been some of the most 100% pure happy moments in my life. Like, do you know what I mean? That mm-hmm. the lights go down, the logo goes up, and then you look at your friend and you're like, this is it. Yes. Like, and you know, people love all different things about Star Wars, but I like the experiences like that. And then to like it, like I want it to be next to the person I've been talking about this for 2 years. Not to, like, I'm mm-hmm. so happy to meet all new people, and that's why I love the line, but I maybe don't want to have, like, it's almost like an intimate moment. Like, mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It makes total,
like, this
sense.
This is one of the most special things in my life, is like these Star Wars memories, and I want to share them with the people that I find special, you know? It's such an mm-hmm. emotional thing for me, and I totally get it.
Yeah, like last...
Like you said, Steele...
Sorry, you go, Tom.
Like you said, the people that we've been talking with on a daily basis about this for the last 2 years or whatever, those are the people I want to experience this with. And this is not to bash anyone who's putting the panel above anything else, but that's one of the other big reasons I'm going to Celebration, is to see these people, meet these people, hang out with these people. And if I am lucky enough to make it into the episode 9 panel. I want to be next to those people. I don't want to be next to some random Kiri Mundi cosplayer.
Yeah. Well, that might be one of your friends as well.
That's true.
Odds are you will know that person. But yeah, and I like, again, I think the system as a whole is brilliant. Like, it's perfect. But, you know, whenever tickets went on sale, if they said, hey, buying them in a group could help later on, then, you know, I'm sure, you know, people would have worked things out like that. Because, you know, if it's a lot like, you know, like a concert or something. Like, if you're going in a group, you buy all your tickets together because you know it's going to, like, you know in advance you have to sit at a certain place. So, and you know, I'm sure doing all the sections and stuff, you know, that, like, logistically, like, when you read through the all the text, it sounds like, you know, you're going to be invited to go at a certain time and then they're going to load people in. Like, it's going to be a lot more fluid in theory than previous celebrations where you know, I've been told not to run before when they've opened the door for the seats. Like, it's like you try to do that thing where you're not bending your legs, you're just like you're strolling at intense like Mr. Bean style walking. But the other thing that And I know, to be honest, I think that I'm sure that people are looking, that are organising this, they're looking at the complaints and stuff and they're going to try fix this up. Do you know what I mean? I have no doubt that they're not just like going, well, that's it. We did it. So I'm sure they're trying to work out if they can program, you know, a plus one thing or something like that. But it would have been great to know before either, so people can make the judgment call whether they want to, you know, if the panel is that important, if they're going to invest the money and time in going, if that's like, if, do you know what I mean? Because it's sort of just human nature. Maybe they still would have gone, but people don't like not having that choice, especially when they're putting like a lot of cash on the line and stuff. And also so people could, you know, buy tickets together, because I think that's really important, both for the whole experience, like the fan culture of, you know, like that person that you've, you know, like, I'd love to, like, you know, King Tom, I've only met him once. And, you know, we talk, you know, almost every week, we talk every day, like online. I'd love to look over at King Tom and just go, yes, Ghost Luke. Yes. I'd like to say that for several different reasons. In fact, I just want to say yes, Ghost Loose, and King Tom is. I'm quite indifferent whether he's there or not. I have to be honest. I just want to say that Ghost Loose. Sorry, Tom, didn't mean to insult you.
I can accept that.
But yeah, I also think it's like if people are just like disappointed about that because the line's so important, you know, and for people that have been to panels and it's like, oh, I've done panels, I'm just gonna watch from my hotel room. It's like, well, some people haven't, or some people did it and they're like, they want that rush again. I know when last year at Orlando, and I was like doing the thing for TV, and so I was like in a media area. I said to my like person that was sort of producing the segment with me, I was like, hey, I don't mean to be weird, but are you cool if you wait here and I'm just gonna run with my I have to experience this with my friends, like this is our moment together. And I think it's quite special. But yeah, this is the other thing that I haven't been able to clarify, but it sure seems like it, is that if you did buy them in a group, and if one person in that group can then get everyone else in, the people that bought their tickets in a group have a much higher chance of going to the panel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if you bought, I had a look, and I think you can buy tickets in lots of 12, which, you know, that might be the case. Everyone does that next time. Because, and I think they'll have to change this policy, because if you are in a lot of 12, you essentially get 12 chances. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Like that sounds right.
Yeah, I can't see how it reads any other way. But then on the other side, you know, it's a work in progress, but it is a, you know, it's not just a, you know, it is an event that's going to bring in tens of millions of dollars. So I think we, as fans, have got a right to go, hey, maybe can we tinker it this way a little bit? And I think that sort of constructive criticism gets things changed. And I am holding out hope that it will. And I'm positive they'll be trying to. But the other thing that they've got with all that sort of app stuff is like you can go into a virtual line to get like celebration exclusives and to reserve your spot in other panels. Make sure there's going to be a spot. You know, you don't walk 20 minutes to a panel and it's already full. Like that stuff like sounds amazing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As long as I can get my Salacious Crumb Pez dispenser, yeah, it's all good, man. It's all good.
Let's go to another. Are you keen to hang around, Tom?
Yeah, I can.
All right, nice. Now, we've got a special caller that is the chat room's going to love this. He's got a big dilemma, a big fashion faux pas decision, whether he wants to make it or not, from the Blue Harvest podcast and Rogue One, a podcast for winners. It's my and your good buddy, yesterday's birthday boy. It's Hawes Burkhart. How you doing, buddy?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, man, I'm not going to stand for this Kiaddy Mundy slander that I heard from my good friend Tom. The heck, man?
The only one I'd want to sit next to, Hawes, is you. If you were dressed up like Kia D. Mundy.
Kia D. Mundy let himself go even more than usual.
Now, Hawes, what do you think about all this this line business? And how is I'm sure you've done some investigation. How you know it'll affect you? What's going on there?
So from a personal standpoint, the lottery system takes a lot of anxiety off of me because like last year, there were two huge panels I wanted to go to. This year, there's like five or six. There's no way I could have waited overnight in line more than once. You see what I'm saying?
I'd love to see you on the last day just like Star Wars.
So the lottery system in that regard, like I figure if I have five or six and I get lucky and get into a couple of those, then I'm all right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I understand, as far as anybody that may be going with like special needs circumstances, it works the same. You got to win the lottery, but you may get like an additional sort of plus one deal for someone that's there to help you out, basically. I'll be honest, I read through the lottery thing a few times and their ADA stuff a few times, and it's still kind of confusing to me.
It's a giant chunk of text. And when you're...
It is.
When you're nervous reading it as well, it's sort of like, what? Huh? 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 I hope...
Yeah.
What they end up doing, you know, maybe not for this one, but for the next one, is that there's sort of like a preference for the big panels. So you've got your big four or five panels and you put them in order that you want to go to. And if you if you don't win the first one, like just say like you don't win the Last Jedi one or the Episode 9 one, then you immediately get like the Mandalorian. You're into that one. So it's sort of, do you know what I mean? Cause I hope I don't want to, I don't even know how I would look them in the eye of someone that goes, yeah, I lost all five lotteries. I didn't see anything.
Oh, and I'm literally, a little nervous about that, because as soon as I spoke it into existence, when I said, like, you know, five or six I'd like to get into, I got to get into, like, maybe one or two. I was like, oh, well, I just screwed that up. That's not going to happen now. And, guys, I like Star Wars stuff. There's only so much shopping I can do over 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's so little shopping I can do over 5 days, trust me, except for just coffee up until about 5 p.m. and then I will switch to beer, and that's pretty much it.
Oh, what about that Boosh itty bitty though?
Oh, wow. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. And yeah, I saw that Jean Marie. What is her Twitter address? Anakin's Angel, something like that. But anyway, she posted that one up today, and I can't remember if I've seen it before, but there was a Jedi Master Luke Skywalker itty bitty with a little mustache, a little beard, sorry.
Oh, that's so cute.
It is very cute. It is so cute. What about out of all the exclusives, God, what's your pick? Claire, what's your pick of all the exclusives so far?
Well, I mean, I kind of sizzled it a little bit. Just kidding. you know, I haven't had an opportunity to look through all of the exclusives too much, but seeing those Pez dispensers, man, that I will never regret anything more than missing that Jabba Salacious Star Wars Celebration exclusive pop figure deal from Orlando.
Oh.
And I can't sit on a single Salacious exclusive this time. So I'm getting Pez dispensers no matter who I have to murder to do so. And if they offer anything more, I will be in line. I'll be there. Well, I'll be in the virtual, whatever.
Hey, you can catch me in the virtual line, bros. That's where I'll be hanging out.
That's where Steele and I will be podcasting this time, from the virtual line.
Yeah, virtually. Wasn't there a celebration where one of the exclusives was like a clock of Salacious Crumb?
Yes, there was, and I wasn't there. Oh, my God. It makes me so mad. Sorry. I'm sorry. That was a little bit too intense. I'll rein it back in.
Hey, how happy does Claire sound when she's mad? Oh, that makes me so mad. I wish I could be as
I'm
mad.
I'm glad that you think so, man.
I'm glad as happy. I want to be happy, happy, glad, happy, mad, happy, mad, happy, mad. All right. So I'm worried about those Funko Pezzers, because I'm worried they're going to stop making normal Pezzers, because Funko stuff's just so popular. And like, I'm sort of like, oh, that's cool, because I love Pez. But I'm just like, I like the traditional, like the 70s style, just, you know, normal Pez heads. So I'm worried that these newfangled pop ones are going to mess it up for me. And then I'm going to have to, like, yell at a cloud. What about you, Tom?
Yeah, Funko seems to be taking everything over, you know?
Oh, it is such a monolith of a company. What about you, Tom? What's your go-to exclusive?
I don't think I've seen everything yet. I really like that Bausch itty-bitty, but I also like that Spider-Maul statue.
Oh, how much is it?
I think it's like $200.
Oh, that's too expensive.
Or either $150 or $200, which I don't know. I'll have to think about that.
Because as you know, Tom, I've got a tradition of buying a collectible from all my least favorite parts of Star Wars, just to, it's like, you know, it's sort of like to inoculate myself from it. So I've got the C-3PO head on a battle droid, a figure arts of that one. And I've got a actual real rock from where they filmed in Death Valley that I use as the rock in front of R2-D2, where they CGI'd, because that bit killed me. And I've got, someone gave me the AT-ST with BB-8 driving it, because the way that roof just rips off perfectly, it bugs me. I'm a big enough man to admit that a ATST's roof ripping off perfectly did, it maybe bothered me a little bit, but and I don't like it. I'm sort of like what happened afterwards, but the fact that Darth Maul came back after the Phantom Menace, it bugs me because it ruins death.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, let's just keep death pure. So when someone dies, you're not, you know, and I know that's, you know, Boba Fett and all that, but still. But yeah, so I was like, oh, Spider Leg Maul, that'd be a good one. Because it actually does look sick. That's the thing. It
does.
It is amazing. But I think I'd rather just have $150 sitting on my desk to make me feel better about bits I don't like about Star Wars than
that. It's pretty pricey.
That event.
I got to say, though, speaking of, you know, Maul not having legs, did you guys see the salt and pepper shaker with Maul?
Yes.
Where you get cut in half and half of them's the salt and half the pepper? That's amazing. Whoever did that deserves a beer and a firm handshake from me because that's awesome. And I want that. I'll add that to my list.
They also deserve a well-seasoned meal.
Certainly. They absolutely do.
Hawes, what's your go-to collectible, mate? Exclusive.
I'm digging the refrigerator magnets that this company Aquarius is doing. It's the bounty hunters, and if you buy 5 of them, you get Boba Fett for free. And they look pretty neat. The artwork on them is pretty neat.
Tight. I did not expect you to call out magnets on that one.
It's the bounty hunters. I like those. I mean, you're asking me to pick one out of a list of a lot of stuff I like, so I thought I would try to bring up something to take you by surprise.
Well... Well done, well done. I'm probably the itty bitties. Does the itty bitty come in on a card back or anything? Or
it doesn't say. It's just got a picture of it. So it doesn't look like it. I think they were doing that card back thing because of the whole 40th anniversary.
Because it's
I've seen them in retail places.
Yeah, well, they had them on.
I've seen them at the Hallmark store.
Online at Hallmark.com or whatever, they had them all so cheap. Like, there was one that was like $3 on a card. It was very good. But it's just so random. Do you know what I mean?
That choice of itty bitty?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, especially with it being like the 20th anniversary Phantom Menace, you could have sort of...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Seen them going for a Phantom Menace one, right?
It's just, yeah, but I think because it doesn't have, like, it doesn't relate to anything that's happening. Like, I'm very happy that, I can get a Bush itty bitty, but those episode one Black Series carded figures. Oof,
yeah.
Well done. Well exclusived. What I reckon. Now, Hawes, you're telling me online that you've got a something to put forward to the listeners, a debate,
yeah,
a choice that you have to make.
Mm-hmm. Should I get my hair cut into a mullet for Celebration Chicago?
Oh my God, you're putting this out to the internet to decide?
Hey, there's a Twitter poll going right now.
How's it faring?
Oh, my God.
I'm not saying I'm going to agree with the final results, but as, like, taking the temperature, like, we'll see what they're saying. I'm pulling it up right now. It was right around 300 votes the other day.
Wow.
Let's see, excuse me while I pull up Twitter and put my say in.
It is 239 votes. 71% say yes.
Oh my God. Oh man. Well, I will, I'm going to go ahead and say no. I'm going to declare my vote now. I know that might be a radical stance depending on how this is going, only because there are photos that, you know, celebration photos are forever. And I will find you.
Totally,
and I will
realize.
Take so many selfies with you if you have a mullet. And I will if you don't. I don't care. But still, I will find you.
I don't know. Like, I was asking Will about it, and he said, like, I need to be careful because and own the mullet, because the mullet could own me real easy.
I don't know, man.
I think I'm going to be like, giddy up, mullet, and ride that thing like a magic carpet in Chicago.
Ah, okay. So the mullet's sort of...
I might change my mind.
The mullet's sort of like the dark side of the force. Like, you can dabble in it, but it might it might overtake you.
Right. And,
you better
and like,
be careful,
I'm not talking like a Joe Dirt mullet. I'm talking more of like a Jean-Claude Van Damme and Hard Target mullet. Or like, feel I'm looking at you. Like, imagine you, but just with a badass swoop in the back.
Wow,
you better be
like
careful.
That.
You might actually sway my vote, man.
Oh,
yeah. I'm beginning to think maybe yes. I was on the fence and no. I was on the fence leaning no, but now I'm beginning to think yes. And I would actually look and, you know, because you have other Chicago considerations to figure out. Would a mullet help ward off evil spirits?
Oh,
that's true. I wonder what ghosts think about mullets. See, King Tom always thinks at it from an angle I don't consider. That's a good call, King Tom.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if I can just Google, like, what do ghosts think of mullets? And, like, have Ed and Lorraine Warren done their research on this? I don't know.
This sounds like something that somebody put to Yahoo Answers at some point. Come on, people. I believe in you.
It's a lot better than walking around smelling like garlic or whatever. You know, like Kramer did to get rid of the Kavorka.
Ah, this in the chat room, I have to pass this one on. Adam Green in the chat room says, "I have not voted on that yet. I need some more time to mullet over."
I liked that.
What about this, Hawes? Come on, buddy. You're a Star Wars fan.
Okay.
There's Star Wars movies out there. You've seen them. You love them. So you tell me.
Right.
20th anniversary, The Phantom Menace.
Oh, no.
Let's go back to that little documentary that we all know and love called The Beginning. On the day one.
Oh, no.
On day one of Star Wars Celebration Chicago, let's do a reenactment of that magic scene. Where the Lucas family's gathered round. You know, King Tom can play Jet Lucas. You know, Claire can be Amanda Lucas. I can be George Lucas. And then we'll get someone that Jesse can be the lady that cuts the hair. And, yeah, we can give you that sweet Obi-Wan Kenobi Padawan braid. What do you say, mate? What do you say?
I feel like if I cut my hair into a mullet, and I don't like it, and Jesse doesn't like it. Guaranteed she's not going to like it. Like, I shaved my beard off one time, and she wouldn't look me in the eyes for 2 months. So she's definitely not going to like the mullet, right? But I feel like if I don't like the mullet, that's easier to correct when I get back home. You know, like, go and get it trimmed up and, like, no longer have a mullet. The Padawan braid, though, like, is there coming back from that? And, like, I feel like 30% of the populace in Chicago.
Never go full Padawan braid.
Like, we see a guy with a mullet and just think, wow, that guy's got a mullet. 100% of people are going to be staring at me if I have a full on with the little ponytail in the back and the Padawan braid. I don't know, man.
At Celebration, though.
Jessie's giving me the thumbs up. She's reacting to that more positively than she did the mullet. Y'all.
Oh, my God.
Well, that settles it. Jessie says it's going. It's going.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, what do people in the chat room think about this? You can call in if you want to call in. It's 646-668-8360. We've got someone on the line, 570. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, Steel, I'm just listening for now.
Okay, no sweat. I will put you back on hold. I forgot to ask people. If you press 1, I think, on your touch thing, you can alert yourself. So, no one else is on hold. So if you want to call in and talk about the mullet menace, that is... Why do you even want... What even prompted this horse?
Oh, man, I don't know. I was just thinking, like, it's been a while since I've cut my hair, and I need to get it trimmed before my trip. Like, it's real long. It's been almost 4 years since I've cut my hair.
Really?
It's a little ridiculous. And I was like, oh, I wonder if there's anything, like, fancy I could do to my hair. Like...
Dude.
But still, it'd be kind of long. And I had watched... I'll be honest. Maybe I had been watching some Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
My God.
And I don't know, man. He looks pretty handsome with a mullet.
Oh, my God. Like, that is one of the most Alabama things I've ever heard. I need to do something fancy with my hair. How about a mullet? What's fancier than that?
Oh, man.
Dude.
Okay, look, if I do the mullet, I want a pact from you now. But listen, you probably won't have to pay it forward. But let's say the next celebration is in Birmingham. Because we have a new complex being built that can take, like, they're trying to get those kind of events here.
Mm-hmm.
If it happens, you got to grow out a mullet.
Ooh, it's on. Ooh. What do you say?
I'm all up for good fun and stuff, but the marriage has been going pretty well thus far, you guys. And
I didn't think about it before I said that because, like, if they take another 2-year break, Harrison will be like 2 years old, and they say that's when you really start to form memories. And he's gonna have his first memories of you being with a mullet. I'm sorry, buddy. I didn't even think that through before I said it.
Come on. All right, we've got someone 724. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Evening, Steel.
Oh.
Evening, Oz. And evening, Miss Claire. Yeah,
hey,
you
buddy.
And King Tom.
Yeah, we do.
King Tom's in the house.
Yes, he is. How do you, King Tom, my neighbor?
Doing all right. How are you doing, buddy?
It is Anthony, the rural farm boy.
Star Wars friend. That's how I'm doing.
Good. Hell yeah.
All right. So, pause.
Yes, sir.
You're going to do a mullet. Maybe you're thinking.
Maybe.
All right, buddy. You had a birthday a day or two ago. I already been where you was, and I implore you. You don't want to do that. I already done what you're thinking of doing.
You had a mullet.
And, yes, sir.
What's it like and, to meet someone that had a Tesla? Like, what was it like to ride around in that thing?
Maybe you got Miss Jessie's blessing, and after she done goes and sees, maybe I'm thinking you won't have her blessing no more. Yeah, that's something you don't want to go and do. Yeah, I done that once when I had hair many years ago. You still got it. Keep it, buddy. I'm telling you now.
That
I ain't saying. Oh, no. I'm just saying.
Especially the way Anthony says that, like, you don't have her blessing anymore. It does sound like a ripping country and western song. Like, you don't have her blessing anymore.
And after he goes and does, he ain't going to have it no more. I'm telling you. I already walked that path. And I'm telling you.
I asked her before I put the poll on Twitter, and she was like, if you really want to do it, do it. And I was like, yeah, And she's like, but you got to cut it off as soon as we get home. And I was like, well, I don't know. Maybe you'll like it. But then I'm starting to think, like, she's going to have to be around a dude with a mullet for 7 mm-hmm. days in a strange land that we're not used
mm-hmm.
to. And I don't – that might be too much of a test for her. She might stay in Chicago.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I called in to say. I already walked that path. You ain't done it yet, but you're thinking about doing, and I'm here to tell you, please don't do that.
And Haas, you don't have to look at your hair. She does. You don't see you the whole time.
Haas, I think your best case, I think your best case scenario here is, Haas, you get back from Celebration, you're talking with Will, you're showing pictures of Celebration to Will, and Will goes, why aren't you and Jesse in any pictures together?
Yeah, kind of like what King Don just said, kind of like that, only not kind of like, sort of, but yeah, like that. Yeah.
Well, you always bring wisdom, so I'll definitely take that into account.
I just try. I'm just a listener that loves my friends.
The
want to help.
One of my, I think, like a pure, I don't know what would it be for each of the other movies, but such a pure Phantom Menace collectible, just for the era, is that the Hasbro mm-hmm. Jedi Padawan clip-on bit of hair, and it came with a little holographic spaceship as well. I just think that is such just a pure piece of merchandising from that time. It's so good.
Are you talking Obi-Wan?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I'm hearing. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
You could get it in Toys R Us, and the it was just on a card, and you get like the little Jedi braid that you could clip on, and a little holographic Nubian starship, like as if you were trying to sell your spaceship to Watto.
Good on you for saying Nubian. Good on you for saying Nubian.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just think that's such a perfect collectible of the era. So, so sweet. Has anyone got one?
Oh, yeah.
Any of you guys got one of them?
No, I didn't even know they existed.
Dude.
I used to a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, but that's a different story for a different time.
Nice.
I wore one to school.
Yes.
My last day.
Yes.
Of my sophomore year.
Yes.
Because that's the day. That's the day the Phantom Menace came out in theaters.
Dude, yeah. What's it like to have to fight off that many women at once?
Oh,
there's only one that can answer that.
Haas. Do your family and friends have any photos of this auspicious occasion?
I'll ask my mom. She definitely has photos somewhere, but we'd have to scan them or something. But I think we have that because I was real proud of it, buddy. Like, there was no shame in my game.
Attaboy.
Dude, that is such a good rhyme.
That's how you do it.
There's no shame in my game. I don't know. I don't know how anyone considering a mullet can rhyme so good at the same time. It doesn't seem right.
Equal light sides, dark sides.
Now,
yeah,
equal parts, light side, dark
light
side.
Light side
yep.
in the front,
yep.
dark side in the back.
And here I am trying to save you from the dark side because just me, and I ain't nobody, but I'm telling you, Haas, my friend, don't do it.
I come back from the barber shop, and Jesse's all like, you're going down a path I can't follow.
That's what I'm here to save you from.
Oh, man.
Nobody could save Anakin, but I'm here to save Haas. I'm trying, goddammit.
Guys, let's just all do mullets. And then people that don't have mullets, they'll be the weird ones. Let's just all do mullets.
Okay, you first.
Everybody listening, watching. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, you got no idea what kind of weird one you're speaking to right now. You got no idea.
Hey, Anthony, are you going to Star Wars Celebration, buddy?
No, sir. I cannot.
Oh, you're killing me.
I know. It's on me, too.
It's all right.
Wave to me at the live stream.
I might do that.
I'll make a sign. Like, what up, Robot
Miss Claire,
boy?
You ain't got to do that.
Hawes will make
like,
a sign.
I know that I'm, like, tall enough to be seen on a live stream, but I'll try, man. For you, I'll be jumping.
Hawes will make a sign that says, I should have listened to Anthony.
Yes.
If I do the mullet, you better check that live stream of the Star Wars show because there's going to be a dude with a mullet right in the front row.
Like, you know what you look like, buddy, so I'm going to be hunting for you.
Spring break!
I already know what I'm looking for. I know how to find Oz.
Oh, man. Hey, Anthony.
Enough for me.
Anthony, I've got a question for you, buddy. I've got a question for you. Did you see the Jon Favreau, the latest Instagram clip picture? Anyone see that one?
With IG-88 and Taika Waititi?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, I have.
Wait, is that IG-88 or is it just like
I don't know if I want to go with 88 because... There's, in canon, there be several different IG droids. So, and I'm not one for speculating because I don't know how to do that. So, because I just want to be told a Star Wars story. And what they're doing with Mandalorian is... I'll take it as an IG ? And let's see if it's 88. I'm all in for that. And if it's a different thing, I'm also in for that too. And we're going to find out coming up this fall. Yeah.
I reckon we might find out before that.
Okay. So
we might find out next month.
Yeah. When I saw that one lone photograph, that one image put me into the stratosphere. I was just like, what? So that's right, Miss Claire. Yeah, let's see what that is. And I'm stepping really careful like. So let's see what this is, because I don't know how to go ahead and guess ahead of what's going to be told us. I just want to be told, and they got, oh, damn, believe you me, they got a story to tell us. And so they says it's going to be something like what we never seen. So I really want to see that. And so do you and Zal. Mm-hmm. Right?
You've got that bit right. You've got that bit right. Hey, Claire, I know you're no stranger to this Wikipedia. What do you make of, is this IG-88 or another IG-76, 29, 52?
Ooh, this is going to be good.
So I feel like just thinking of what appearances we've had of IG-88 so far, like we had a Forces of Destiny clip mm-hmm. with Hondo and Kira, and that voice was very robotic and not New Zealand at all. Something tells me that this might be some sort of funky modified IG model droid. But I kind of want it to be IG-88, and I kind of want them to retcon everything, and I'm looking at that Jon Favreau photo, and I'm just hearing, like, Korg's voice going, hey, man, I'm IG-88. We're going to get out of here on that big spaceship. Want to come? Yes. And I'm just, that's what I want. That's what I want to happen now. Like, I'm thinking about it, and you know what? I would be more than happy for that retcon if that means that he ruins everything. But if it's a different model of IG Droid, I'll be probably a little bit more pleased, just because there will be that little piece of me that's like, come on, but that's not what he sounds like. He sounds like, but you know,
not my IG-88, you guys. It's IG-88. That's what I call him because he doesn't sound like how I think.
Oh wow!
But
all right, I'm gonna go and call on King Tom. Tom, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, what you think about what Miss Claire says?
I see what Claire's saying. You know, you want to keep it consistent, and maybe I might be a little bit bugged if he's, you know, or if he's not robotic, but you could always say he got like a voice box upgrade. He got those pamphlets out. People contributed to his cause. But if it's one of the other 87 IG models, I'd be fine with that too. Because I think there were some other ones in the Clone Wars.
How about this?
Oh, there were many more.
How about this? He does have a New Zealand accent. He does have a New Zealand accent. This just hit me. Because they were programmed by the Fets.
Hey.
I think they were programmed by their creators, who I believe, and please forgive me if I'm mistaken, they went and done killed. Oz, what do you think?
I think it might be a different droid because his shoulder area looks different to me. He's got like armor plating around his shoulders that I don't think IG-88
has.
Yeah,
he does.
Granted,
he
upgraded himself or something with those too. But
yeah, I sort of took it was a different droid. But I did tweet about this that I'm such an idiot that when I looked at the photo.
No, Steel, you're not an idiot.
Wait till I finish the sentence before you decide. In my head, I just pictured him going, I am a robot. My name is IG-88. Like that was instantly what was in my head. It's like, I am doing a robot voice as I'm a robot. Like that's the only voice I can imagine IG-88 having. So,
Now that takes me back to the legends with IG-88 taking over the Death Star.
Oh.
And I can't suspend my disbelief because no.
that was such a weird turn of events. Because if people don't know that in one of the I think it's in the Bounty Hunter Chronicles or the Tales of the Bounty Hunters. I think it's in that book.
Tales from the Bounty Hunters.
Yeah, and so it's okay. all different stories about the Bounty Hunters that sort of intertwine with you know, with the movies and stuff. And
yeah, IG-88. So glad I didn't read those.
IG-88. Like, is merging himself with the second Death Star, and he's going to take it over. And just as it all happens, then the Death Star gets blown up, so it doesn't happen. And back when that, you know, that was like pre-internet, or I wasn't on the internet anyway, so I didn't have anyone to. I just read it and just went, okay, just read that.
Yeah, none of us was on the internet then.
It was such a bizarre thing to not be able to communicate with anyone else. It was just like, okay, everyone else fine with this? I need to find a Star Wars fan to discuss. But and now that's all I've got. That's my entire life. But we've got someone else coming in. This just turned into a little round table. Let's go to
it's my turn's up. Let somebody else come in and say what they got to say.
949, who are you and where are you calling from?
Oh, hey, Steele, this is Tim. I'm just calling from my truck because I'm listening in.
Really? Do you know how manly you say when you sound when you say that? Tim, I'm going to
I don't have time to sit at home with a glass of wine on my laptop. I have to drive places.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. It's pretty good from over here.
Yeah, I'm a little jealous. I'm a little jealous.
Sorry.
All right, so you just up for a listen, buddy?
Yeah, I heard when Haas called in, and then I was off, and I just called back in and heard IG88, so I have no idea what you guys have been talking about, but I'll catch it later.
Could be for the best. Could be for the best.
Oh, you're in for a surprise.
All right, Timmy, I'll have a good one, man, and I'll see you at Celebration.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm getting more hyped, like, every day.
All right, keep looking out the window. I'm putting you on hold. I'm very concerned.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I'm worried about Tim. He's a Patreon supporter, so I don't want anything to happen to him. You know, it's very important.
You don't want anything to happen to him because he's a Patreon supporter.
There are other reasons, you know.
That's what I thought.
I'm sure I'll think of him eventually, but you know, I appreciate that $3 a month.
Oh,
helps out. All righty. Well, I guess we've just, is anything else happening in Star Wars? Hawes, you're doing the Blue. I know you've already done the Blue. What are the lead stories on the Blue Harvest podcast this week, buddy?
Well, we talked about whether I should get a mullet. We talked about some of our favorite sodas. I asked Will if he thinks I should try kombucha.
Big week of Star Wars news.
Season finale. Series finale of Resistance. We talked about that.
Nice.
Talked about IG-88 or whatever droid that is. The Mandalorian panel. I think that's pretty much it. We talked about the lining up stuff a little bit too.
Tight. How I'm not excited. I'm very excited, but I'm not as excited as I should be for that Mandalorian panel. Like the fact.
Oh, I'm very excited.
That they're going to show like a trailer for it. I assume because that, what is that Twitter account, like Trailer Dude or Trailer Guy, but he makes all the like the Star Wars Rebels trailers like officially. And he tweeted out something about that Mandalorian panel. So it's like, ooh, Trailer Guy. So I think, you know, you can go in pretty confident you're going to get a trailer, you know, and I guess people would have thought they were going to see some sort of footage, but it's, like, it's from the first Star Wars TV show, guys. Very exciting.
It is. Mm-hmm. And we could be potentially seeing that before Episode 9, I would think, depending on when that app launches.
I'm not ready. I gotta brace myself much Star Wars for the second half of the year.
When it comes to all of the Disney Plus content, I don't think I've wrapped my head around the idea that this is coming. There's just, a part of it's probably that we just don't have like very much information about any of that content, but also it's the fact that a Disney streaming service is coming and I will have it in my house and I don't know how to fathom that information or anything about Pedro Pascal being in Star Wars, which I still don't believe. I'll believe it when I see it, but that panel is going to be huge. That's one I'm really hoping I get into.
Very exciting. Hey, King Tom, open up, buddy.
Yes.
What panel on what panel on the schedule are you least excited for? Come on, tell me.
Least excited for the many loves of Kitty Mundy. Oh.
You're not going to come to my panel, Tom. That hurts.
Oh, wait, you're doing it? Okay, I have changed that then. The many loves of Jocasta New.
Oh.
How about that?
That one sounds. Sounds like an after.
I know there are some that I'm not. It does, doesn't it?
You don't have to answer that. I was just being an idiot.
Yeah, I'm trying to think back, and I have a lot more that I want to see than I don't want to see. But then at the same time, I want to, you know, be able to walk around and see people and hang out and see all the stuff for sale and just take in the experience. Like I would like to sit down and listen to some of these scholarly conversations and the not so scholarly ones. But then at the same time, I just want to have fun too.
Yeah, I end up seeing a lot less panels than I expect. Like, the event ones, I want to be there, but I end up just like going, oh, I could go to watch that, or I could just walk around for an hour and talk to people. And
right.
that sort of ends up being more fun, I think. I don't know. Sometimes when I'm sitting there, I get edgy. I'm just like, whoa, I could be on the floor just mucking around doing stuff. Like, sounds good. What about, has anyone found any, Tom had that Kenner figure one, any little diamonds in the rough, little panels that have excited them? They're like, ooh, I'm going to go check that one out.
I don't mean to take a turn. I do remember seeing something about an Australian toy company.
Yes. Toll Toys.
That did some classic figures back in the day. No, they had one for Palitoy, but then there was another one also, but I don't remember the name of it.
Toll Toys.
I thought Palitoy was doing one, but I also thought there was a separate one too. I could be wrong.
No, Toll Toys with a T.
Yes. I thought you meant Palitoys. Okay. Yeah, that's probably it.
I thought we were doing a bit then, that I was just going to keep saying Toll Toys and you go, not Palitoy.
I'm not good at the bits sometimes.
I know, I didn't want to do it. I just wanted you to understand what I was saying.
I get it now. I only pretend to be Australian.
Excellent. That'd be very good. What about you, Hawes? You seen anything that's pricked up the hairs on your mullet?
Well, there's this one. I don't think it's going to be very well attended, but it sounds really awesome to me. It's a first look at episode 9. I don't think anybody's going to be interested in that. I actually haven't had a chance to really look through the schedule, so I was just excited to hear about that. That Kenner panel that Tom was talking about sounds really cool.
Yeah. How about you, Claire?
I still need to look a little bit closer into the smaller panels, but I know that they're doing another Cantina panel, which is so good. I saw it in Orlando, and I'm going to try and get my butt in a seat there, too. Hopefully, I can get one of the unnamed Cantina characters named after me this time, fingers crossed. And I love my little aliens and my weirdos and my background characters. And so the Cantina is like gold to me. And so learning more about, you know, and the fact that they unearth more information every year and that it changes is always just so fascinating to me. And so that's definitely one I'm going to try and see. But also, even though it's a little bit bigger, this cute little show called Clone Wars, where they're going to give us a sneak peek on the new season. And I'm so excited. I hope I can get in the room for that too, because Clone Wars is like some of my absolute favorite in like stuff from all of Star Wars. So I'm really hoping that I can go in there and cry with people. It'll be great.
The trick with that one, which is, it's quite odd, they're not clearing out the room. So if you get into The Mandalorian, you can just sit there like between shows and see that one as well. So that's
right.
Kind of a good if you get to
it's
see
a weird
both.
System.
A bummer if you don't get to see. I just couldn't. I guess people can. I guess some people might leave. I don't know. It's hard to say. But if Corey doesn't get into that,
that's
panel,
a pretty juicy one to have after that Mandalorian panel, though. I feel like a lot of people are going to stay.
Yeah, I sort of. Yeah, I'm not, I sort of think, to be fair, they should clear the room and do another, I don't know. Who knows? All I know is that people that say they should have a room big enough to fit everyone just have no idea about logistics, major arenas
yeah,
and stuff like that. It's, yeah, you're not going to have it down at the Astrodome or something like that. It's impossible to do it like that. Let's wrap it up. Actually, I saw someone say, Robert Young in the panel said, Katie Horn's Darth Maul panel sounds fun. I have heard a little bit of chatter about that on Twitter, which is a great place to read Oh, sorry. Adam Green says Steele's got his priorities straight. I don't know what that is in regards to, but Adam, I don't want to have a go at you, mate, but I'm not sure how good of a judge of character you are, just quietly, because I've been inside my brain and it's not that good. But King Tom, thanks so much for calling in and hanging out. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. And thanks, Claire and Hoss.
And what podcast will you be sending questions into this week that you want to plug?
Blue Harvest, as always, the Sith List, and maybe a few others.
Okay, nice.
But, you know, those are two of my regulars.
Your go-tos. Mm-hmm. Alrighty, man. Good talking to you, and I will do it again soon.
Okay, thanks. See ya.
Sweet. Hawes, give the sizzle on the Blue Harvest podcast and Rogue One.
Yeah, check them out. Every Thursday, Rogue One with a W. Every Saturday, sometimes early, late on Friday, Blue Harvest with my buddy Will. And we mostly talk about Star Wars.
Nice.
Mostly.
Good talk to you, man, and hope you had a good birthday week.
Thanks, buddy.
Cheers. Now, Claire, the Imperial Hello. Senate podcast. What's going on there? You got this Charlie Ashby going on. What's tell
us? Yeah, we got that hooligan.
That dynamo. Give us the rundown. Give us the sizzle. Sell me on it. Make me believe in it.
Ooh. Well, if you enjoy that hooligan, that fine gentleman Charlie Ashby, he and I just released an episode. It's the two of us. We are very sleep deprived and a little slap happy. And as usual, it went off the rails. So that came out this week. And more content coming very, very soon. So, yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at Imp Senate Pod or Instagram at Imperial Senate Pod and find us pretty much wherever podcasts can be found. So, yeah, give us a listen. We don't take anything seriously. So if you want to just relax and enjoy it, please do.
Sounds like a pretty good attitude, mate. Sounds like a pretty good attitude. Thanks so much, Claire. I'm glad it happened. Do you know what I mean? We had the technical difficulties. Then Harrison decided the schedule would not allow. Oh, and Jerry's just jumped up everyone. So he's come up as a little treat for the end of the show. And I'll hold him up to the camera so everyone can say hello to Jerry.
Hi, buddy.
It's the Hypercat.
Oh, my gosh.
Little podcast kitty. Hey, buddy. Say hi to the internet. That's some good content right there. But I can't wait to catch up with you, Claire. Now, I'm hoping we're going to have organized another megapod, which you did bear witness to.
I did. I mumbled in the corner the whole time.
Now, be honest. You find out there's a megapod there. You get an invite. Come to the megapod. You know, last night of celebration, maybe the night it ends. You've witnessed one before. You know what goes down. Are you going to witness it a second time? Or are you just like...
Phew. Oh, absolutely.
Okay, nice.
I'm in, man. And I will bring shots of Malort, the Chicago classic taste bud destroying, you know, deliciousness. No, that's not true. That's a complete lie. The, you know, put hair on your chest Malort. I'll bring that so that everybody who's participating in Megapod can clear their palate after what they said. Maybe Malort will be a little bit better.
Ooh. Hair on your chest. Maybe Hawes can snort it and it will make hair come out his mullet or something like that. It will work backwards. But
that probably would work.
Please do me a favor and don't let me get so excited that I have any of that, because that sounds absolutely disgusting. And
Oh, don't worry. I'll trick you into it somehow.
Damn it! No! But thanks so much. It's always fun to talk with you. And I can't wait to catch up with you in your hometown, buddy.
I'm so excited. Thanks for having me on, man. I'm glad we could finally get around to doing this. It was really fun.
It was fun. And what's better than fun? Not much. Not much. Thanks, everyone, in the chat room. It was good to have so many people in there. Thanks for everyone that called in. Thanks to Hawes and Tom for being abducted onto the podcast, The Rural Farm Boy. Good to chat with you. And, of course, to Claire. That's about it. Next week on the podcast, just the normal interview episode, we've got Anthony Bresnikan talking about his trip to Galaxy's Edge. And not just all the nitty-gritty that you've read about, but the actual experience. I want to know what gate he went into. I want to know what he had to sign. I want to know what happened to his phone. I want to know everything. I want to live, breathe Bresnikan at Galaxy's Edge. So you'll get that next week. Thanks so much, especially to our Patreon supporters. Really appreciate it. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.